All right, it is Wednesday. We are 20 minutes away from one of my favorite segments of the week. Enough! It's your chance to vent about whatever is bugging you. Doesn't need to be big, doesn't need to be small. It can be whatever's on your mind. I'll give you an example. For me, I have had enough of Florida playing hockey. They should be banned from playing hockey. We don't need any more Florida teams winning the Stanley Cup. I've had enough of it. I'm done. That would be something I've had enough. You can send us a message if you use the Odyssey app to listen to the show. You can listen live on the Odyssey app. You know, you just hook that up in your car to your car radio, or you have it at home, or whatever the case is. On the WCCO Listen Live page, there is a microphone button. Click the button. Send me a message. What have you had enough of? And for those of you who have been sending us messages about the cottonwood thingies flying all over, are they still? Because I feel like we've had two straight weeks of cottonwood.
Yeah, they're still out.
Well, if that's... I need a progress... I need it from the people, Dan. You're in this room. What do you know?
You say I'm not people?
How many cottonwood trees are there in your neighborhood?
I don't know how many, but I know that if you would...
Do you know the history of cottonwood trees?
If you look
trees?
At the hood of my car right now, you would see all the cottonwood bits that have been stuck to the hood of my car.
I am showing you three trees. Can you tell me which one is the
You're
cottonwood?
You're not throwing me three trees. The people on YouTube know you're lying. You wanted the cameras.
That's true.
Can't blame me that they caught you.
The theater of the mind really gets messed up.
Yeah, there. It does.
The reason I ask you about trivia questions about cottonwood is because the internet is lighting up as we are standing by to see what the United States will do with Iran. And I'm going to give you a straight up, honest moment of humility for me. I don't know much about Iran. I remember growing up, we didn't like Iran. I think we did, as a youngster, some, now in retrospect, incredibly offensive impersonations of the Ayatollah Khomeini at that time. And if you were to ask me about Iran, I would say they've got nuclear weapons. Israel and Iran are attacking each other. But I am not a United States senator. I have not been calling for the United States to get involved. And so I want your reaction to what went down with Tucker Carlson and Senator Ted Cruz. Take a listen to some of this.
How many people live in Iran, by the way?
I don't know the population
at all.
No, I don't know the population.
You don't know the population of the country you seek to topple?
How many people live in Iran?
92 million.
Okay. Yeah.
How could you not know that?
I don't sit around memorizing population tables.
Well, it's kind of relevant because you're calling for the overthrow of the government.
Why is it relevant whether it's 90 million or 80 million or 100 million? Why is that relevant?
Because if you don't know anything about the country...
I didn't say I don't know anything about
the country. Okay, what's the ethnic mix of Iran?
They are Persians and predominantly Shia. Okay, this is
cute. No, it's not even... You don't know anything about Iran. So,
I am not the Tucker Carlson expert on Iran.
You're a senator who's calling for the overthrow of the government.
You're the one who...
And then that happens. So, do you need to know the population of Iran if you're going to call for the overthrow of the country? No, of course not. What you need to know is smart policy. What you don't need to know is trivia. This is the equivalent of seeing someone wearing a Prince t-shirt and saying, oh, yeah, can you name five Prince songs? And, man, Ted Cruz looks like an idiot, doesn't he? So from an intellectual standpoint, to me, not knowing the population, he did. I mean, his answer on the ethnic makeup was correct. But not knowing the exact population, who cares? To me, it's a who cares. And in the wider context, it does expose the fact that we have wildly underinformed people who have incredibly strong and passionate views as to what our country should do. I am with the majority of Americans right now. I can be convinced. But the poll came out today that 60% of Americans think we should not get involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran.
I'm kind of surprised it's that low.
I think there are a lot of people who like war, who like the idea of the United States coming in and kicking somebody's butt. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't disagree with that.
I think there are people who look at, and objectively, you're like Iran. Iran should not have nuclear capabilities. There's a reason that Iran is developing nuclear weapons so far beneath the ground in the mountains that the typical bunker buster missile cannot bust down to where they're working. So they're not supposed to be doing it. They're doing it. We've known this for a long time. So objectively, like, I can understand why people are like, screw Iran. And I thought we just had a presidential election where the guy who won was making a big hoo-ha about how we got to get America out of all of these forever wars. And I think they're, I don't know if it's like a leftover part of the Republican Party, kind of the Iraq War contingent, where you just grew up in this era of American military might and you like the chance to flex that muscle. I don't know.
What the neocons?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree that that group's out there. I guess I wouldn't expect them to make up 40% of a polling survey.
Yeah,
that,
it is.
That number seems high to me.
It is a big number. You're right.
That's where I'm a little put off. Because I think, yeah, and you have a whole lot of people in this country that are just tired of long, forever wars. And this isn't going to be just as simple as, can we fly over, you know, lob one of the mother of all bombs onto this, you know, nuclear base and then be done? That isn't realistic. That isn't how this works. So, you know,
right.
There's that old, was it Colin Powell? So you break it, you bought it kind of situation.
There is sort of that deal, right?
Yeah. And in Cruz's case, yeah. You know, he's talking about wholesale regime change. It's one thing to affect their nuclear program. It's another thing to try and impose upon a country enough that they kick out the current leadership. And of course, we have no idea what replaces that. That never gets thought of in these front.
Well, I think that is what. Now, Tucker Carlson has played all sides of this issue over the years. But, like, you know, I don't know. I'm not here to relitigate whatever he said in the past. The question is, what do we do going forward? And the reality is, you should know some basic facts, I think. Now, to me, that's not. The main crux is what you just brought up. If you are calling for the overthrow of a government, okay, and then what? And I think that is, I don't know, it's sort of interesting. Like, there are people we both know who are incredible at trivia and know a lot of facts about something, but they're unable to synthesize those facts into any sort of meaningful policy. So I find myself very conflicted about this as to whether or not it should matter. Because some of the people who know, who have incredible control over the almanac, I sure as hell would not want them deciding policy.
Sure. No, that's...
But I also wouldn't want me deciding policy, and I could easily go on the show and have a gut check and say, like, yep, Iran came after Israel, which is our ally, and they're developing a nuke, which they shouldn't be, so we're going to bomb them.
Right. But to your point, but you have to, as if you're a United States senator who's calling for regime change in another country, you have to have more than Iran bad, Israel good, we should bomb Iran and overthrow the government. You have to have a little more than that. I don't, again, like you, I don't know that I really care whether he knows the exact population or not.
Yes.
He should have an idea around what maybe that number is if he doesn't, you know, nail it on the head. Yeah. And I guarantee you, if we started quizzing Tucker Carlson about relevant to the news countries, he's not going to rattle off populations to every single one of them off the top of his head either. He was prepped for that interview, obviously. And, you know, he got the gotcha moment.
He got him. It was a good gotcha.
And that whole interview, I mean, Ted Cruz doesn't look better later in the interview, right? I mean, it keeps going poorly for him. And I'm no Tucker Carlson fan whatsoever. But you know, leaders need to be pressed when they're going to make dramatic, you know,
I think
proclamations
that's,
like that.
That is right. Yeah, it was a good, you know, in a time where, like, the role of questioning people is being sent all over the place, this was pretty good. It was pretty good. So mark it down, 419 on Wednesday afternoon, when I said Tucker Carlson did something pretty good. How about we give away some Keith Urban tickets?
Ooh, I like that idea.
In 10 minutes, we'll do enough. And I'm getting a lot of texts about enough already. Send those voice messages in if you use the Odyssey app. But right now, I need contestants on the phone to play Name That Tune. 651-461-9226. Name That Keith Urban Tune. We are giving away two tickets to the Keith Urban Show this fall at the arena formerly known as the XL Energy Center. It's going to be an amazing show. Friday night, country, St. Paul. Let's go. 651-461-9226. We'll play a snippet. You name that tune coming up. Holding back the wind. Oh, that's all we're giving you. That's all we're giving you. Two tickets on the line. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. You can buy these Keith Urban tickets for September 26th at livenation.com. We're giving away a pair of passes, and we've got contestants all lined up. This has been very difficult over the last couple of days. So let's see if Cindy and Woodbury can break the trend. Cindy, you are the first caller to call in to try to win these Keith Urban tickets, the Hyatt Alive Tour. Dan's going to play that little clip for you one more time. Holding back the wind. Can you name that Keith Urban song, Cindy?
I cannot.
Oh.
Not from that little clip.
I know, it's tough. Oh. I don't know it either. So you're not alone, Cindy. Very good. Try again tomorrow and Friday. We're going to do this all week. Judy in Malacca, you are up next. Can you name that Keith Urban song?
I cannot.
Oh, no. Three days in a row, this has been so hard. I would just like everyone to know, I would not make this hard. I want winners. So I don't know who to blame, but I'm blaming someone else. I am not taking responsibility. Sue and Savage, and maybe some more people want to call 651-461-9226, because this is not going well. Sue, can you name that Keith Urban song?
Should we play it one more time before Sue guesses?
All right, Sue, here's another clip. Can you do it, Sue?
Can I guess?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Blue ain't my color.
That color. Oh, that ain't the answer. Oh, Sue, I'm sorry. Dana in Bloomington, you are up. Caller number four. Dana, can you name that Keith Urban tune?
Dang it, I cannot.
Oh, no. The buzzer is getting major work. This is, it's cruel, isn't it, Dana? This clip is too short.
I agree.
Or maybe the song is too obscure. I don't know, but we'll take more callers. Thank you for listening, Dana. Thank you for calling. 651-461-9226. May as well fill up the phone lines again. And let's go to line number one. Louie is in Plymouth. Louie, you're on CCO. Can you name that Keith Urban tune?
Yes, I can, Jason. It's Stupid Boy.
What that? Oh, he did. I was worried you were just calling me a stupid boy, but that is the name. That's the name of the song.
Yes.
Louie, did you know right when you heard it?
I did. I got it right away.
That is awesome. Oh, I'm so glad you got in. Caller number five, Louie, gets the tickets. Louie, you're a big Keith Urban fan?
I'm a fan, not a big fan.
All right,
I'm
fair enough. Fair enough.
But now I'm a big fan.
Right? Free passes, two passes to go see the show at, we still don't know what the arena is going to be called. The Allianz?
Call it the arena?
The arena,
just
yeah.
Just call it the Keith Urban Arena.
There you go. Keith Urban Arena, why not? September 26th. Tickets for everybody else. You can buy it at livenation.com. And Dan and I will do this again tomorrow. Dan will do it when he fills in for me on Friday. But, you know, Louie, you don't have to listen when Dan fills in on Friday because you got the ticket.
Hey.
Who are you going to take?
All the possibilities are endless. We'll see.
I get it. Leverage that for the next couple months before the concert.
Exactly.
Comes. Yeah.
As long as they don't call me a stupid boy.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Louie, thanks for listening. Stay on the line. Dan will get your info and we'll get those tickets at you in the email. Good stuff.
All right. Thanks, Jason.
Thanks, Louie. Pretty good. That's tough. These have been very difficult.
They've been very hard. And by the way, when you're blaming somebody else, it's not me.
It's not you.
Yes.
It's not you.
No.
It's a tricky game because we got to fill up the phone line and you have no idea if you're going to know it or not. So it's part of the fun, but hopefully
that's the randomness. That's the mystery.
And hopefully you get like fans of the artist.
That's what you want. Yeah.
So that's sort of the bet. Enough is coming up next. Send me your voice messages. I've got a couple things on my enough list. It's been a little bit of a heavy week. We could use a little bit of mild. What does it say about me that for a diversion and for entertainment, I want to hear people complain about something? I don't know. But that is the segment we've created to entertain us. Enough at 651-461-9226 is next.